And here we read, the Lord Jesus says,
judge not,
that you be not judged. For with the judgment you pronounce, you will be judged, and the measure you give will be the measure you get. Why do you see the speck that is in your brother's eye, but do not notice the log that is in your own eye? Or how can you say to your brother, let me take the speck out of your eye, when there is a log in your own eye? You hypocrite, first take the log out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to take the speck out of your brother's eye. Here the Lord Jesus gives us some very important teaching regarding our relationship in the church to one another. Last week we saw about the relationship of every Christian with God. And today the Lord Jesus turns our attention, because these two are immediately related, to our relationship with one another. What is the true relationship that two Christians or all Christians should have in relation to one another? Here he gives us a warning and an encouragement. First, the warning is that we should not judge. Now, speaking of judging, it immediately makes me think of a certain story. Which shows us the nature of judging. There was this elderly art critic. He was quite an expert in criticizing, examining and criticizing pictures. He had spent so many years studying and examining closely pictures and reading books that he was very short-sighted. And so he went one day to this great art exhibition, and having got there, he found he hadn't taken his glasses with him. And so, of course, he had to get very near to the pictures as he examined each one of them. And so he looked at this picture, and he never stopped criticizing this picture, and this was wrong, and that one is out of proportion, and this style was no good, and he was going on from picture to picture like this. The funny thing about art critics is often that they themselves have probably never painted a picture in their life, but they know how to criticize other people's paintings. Finally, he came to one great golden frame, frame here, and he put his face very close to it, and he looked and studied very quietly for some time at this picture. And after quietly studying this picture for some time, he turned around and he said, that portrait is really terrible. How is it possible to exhibit a picture like this in such a distinguished gallery? This portrait is completely out of proportion, and all the features are exceedingly ugly. And he was very annoyed and criticizing the art gallery of producing such ridiculous pictures in such an art gallery. I think by now some of you have been guessing already what he is looking at. It happened, of course, that he was looking in a mirror, and all the time he was quietly studying that mirror, he was looking at himself. And so as he was going on for some time, his wife said, dearie, look, you better cool down now, because what you were looking right in right now was a mirror. So that when he had been criticizing, when he had been thinking he was criticizing somebody else's painting, he ended up criticizing himself and making a complete fool of himself. And this is the lesson in this passage, in fact, that as you are judging somebody else, you are actually ending up judging yourself. And also there is a comical element in this aspect of the Lord's teaching here. The Lord Jesus says, how is it that you can see a speck in somebody else's eye? A speck is very, very tiny. And you seem to be so capable of seeing that speck in somebody else's eye, but you are not able, and here the Lord Jesus uses the humorous picture, of seeing this great beam sticking out of your own eye. Now this beam, of course, as the Chinese translates, liaomo, is a beam that goes over the top of the ceiling. These great logs which have been cut into squares, they're actually a whole tree, where the edges have been smoothened, cut off into squares, and put across the beam of the building to support the roof. The Lord Jesus loves to use these hyperboles, this contrast, that really makes the whole picture stand out. The kind of pictures that the cartoonists like, because it really drives home a lesson. So let us then look more carefully into the Lord's teaching here. First, the Lord Jesus says, do not judge, that you yourself will not be judged. You see, the work of a judge, to judge was the prerogative, that is the power, of a ruler. That is, the judge always represents those people who are in authority over you.
Uh,
If you do anything wrong, the government calls you or takes you to court, or else if there are two people who quarrel, then they take the matter to the higher authority.
假如你是做一些不对的事情的话，那么就会在法院那里去审判，或者假如两个人之间有些不和，就会带你去更高的地方去审判，带你去更高的地方去审判。The
judge always represents the higher authority.
那个法官呢，是唯一呢，是代表最高的力量。
So the Lord Jesus is saying, do not judge, is telling us, each one, in our relation to the other, not to put ourselves above somebody else.
在这里耶稣基督跟我们说不要去论断，就是说叫我们不要在两个人之间将你自己抬高了。
Now this is the fundamental problem in the relationship between people, that one likes to think himself better than the other person, and therefore in a position to pass judgment on the other person.
这个就是基本的难题，就是我们常常认为我们自己是比其他人好。
For example, if you say that somebody is proud, you are implying that you are not proud, and you are in a position to declare somebody else to be proud.
譬如说你说有人呢，他很骄傲，那么相反来说，你即是说呢，你自己都是不是骄傲的。
If you declare somebody else to be wrong, you are really saying that you are better than he, because he doesn't know what is wrong, but you know what is wrong.
假如你说某一个人你做这件事是啱嘅，即系话你系比佢更加好，因为咧你知道系乜嘢系啱或者系唔啱。
And the Bible teaches us that this kind of attitude among Christians is the cause of trouble in the church.
圣经同我哋讲呢种咁嘅态度咧，就系咧喺教会里边发生摩擦嘅一种嘅问题。
And the Lord Jesus is dealing here with an attitude.
系喺呢度，耶稣基督系对我哋咧系注重喺度，同我哋教导我哋嘅态度系应该点样。
This attitude of superiority to others.
呢个我哋比别人更好嘅呢个咁嘅态度。
The Bible teaches us that we must learn to be subject to one another, not to behave as though we were superior to the other person.
耶稣要教我们要是属于同大家是埋一齐属于大家嘅，而唔系咧系你系分开咗，比第二个人更高嘅。
That's why in John 13, the Lord Jesus washed his disciples' feet and said, "What I have done to you, that you must do to one another."
所以就喺《约翰福音》嗰度睇到耶稣基督咧，系同佢门徒洗脚嘅时候，佢话我如何嘅嚟到侍奉你哋，你哋都要系彼此嘅嚟到侍奉。
That you serve one another, to wash another person's feet is to be his slave.
你要彼此嘅，你要大家互相嘅侍奉。我哋知道去洗人嘅脚咧，就话系佢嘅奴隶。
Because that was the work that slaves did for their master. They washed their master's feet.
这个就是当时的奴隶所做的事，就是因为他们当时的奴隶是要跟他们的主人去洗脚。That's
why in Philippians chapter 2 and verse 3, Ephesians 5 and verse 21, in both these places Paul says, be subject one to another. Don't try to be the other guy's boss, you be the other person's servant. That's what we have been called to do.
要侍奉，要大家彼此嘅侍奉，唔好咧以为咧自己系高于其他嘅人。
I ask you to think that if in a church we could really live in this way, behave in this way of being truly humble in relation to one another, how the attitude in the church would change.
我假如假如我哋能够喺个教会里边，大家能够互相嘅谦卑，互相嘅管待，我哋喺呢个教会里边，我哋系几咁好咧。
If we don't always have to look at the other person and feel I am at least as good as he. Why are we not content to say whether I am as good as this person or not is up to God to judge? But this attitude of alleged superiority is something that we need to boost up our failing ego. That is, to make us feel that we are still something in this world. But the spiritual man doesn't care what he thinks of himself or what other people think of him. He is concerned only what God thinks of him. That's what matters for eternity.
人哋認為佢點樣，或者佢自己認為點樣，呢啲係不相重要嘅。最重要嘅就係神覺得佢係點樣，因為神覺得佢點樣先係嗰個喺永恆裏邊最重要嘅事。
You know, there is a lesson that the Lord is teaching me more and more. It is this: that the Lord Jesus said, "If you want to be the greatest of all, you become the least of everybody. You become the servant of all."
喺呢段嘅書裏邊，神俾我喺更多嘅喺度慢慢學習到，假如你係要係比更多人更好嘅話，你就要咧比更多人咧係更加嘅明智。
If you want God to be great in God's eyes, then you must become little and the least among the brethren.
假如你要喺神嘅眼裏邊為大嘅話，你就要喺你嘅弟兄姊妹啲當中係成為微小。
The more you are something in your own eyes, the more you are something in other people's eyes, the less significant you are in God's eyes.
假如你認為你自己好有價值，喺人嘅眼裏邊，你認為你自己好矜貴嘅話，咁喺神嘅國度裏邊，你就係微小。
Remember how we saw at the Christmas message, at the Christmas time when we gathered together in this happy time we had.
記得我哋大家喺聖誕節嘅時候，我哋大家喺埋一齊嘅時候，我哋所睇到嘅神嘅信息。
I pointed out at that time the amazing fact that the Lord Jesus, if you study his ministry, was always interested in the nobodies and was never interested in the somebodies of this world.
那個很奇妙的就是當耶穌基督在世上的時候，他在他的工作，他都是在那些貧窮的低微的人當中，而不是在那些高貴的人當中。
He spent a whole afternoon perhaps talking with those outcast Samaritans and with that Samaritan woman by the well. But he would not dignify Herod the king with one single word. Herod the king could not get one word out of him. And how he spoke with severity to those Bible scholars who thought themselves very learned. He spoke to them, and for example, in Matthew 23, "Woe to you, scribes, Pharisees, hypocrites." The scribes were the Bible scholars. But how gentle and kind he was to the sick, the weary, the downtrodden, the nobody.
有病的、有難的、有困難的人在哪一齊。
So we must learn this attitude of the Lord Jesus.
所以我們要學習耶穌基督的態度。
It always, I must say frankly, disgusts me when a church honors people who are important in this world.
有時令我非常之痛惜，就係難過，就係咧喺教會裏邊佢哋咧係專門咧係高捧嗰啲係有名利嘅人。
I remember a certain pastor that I met in England.
我記得有個喺英國，我係咧遇見一個牧師。
In the days when I was a student.
當我係依然係做學生嘅時候。
I came into this church and I met this pastor.
當我入到呢個教會裏邊咧，我就見到呢個牧師啦。
And he greeted me and I greeted him. That was fine as it went.
咁啊，我哋大家咧互相係招呼。
And then he heard who my father was.
咁咧，佢咧就知道咧，聽到咧，佢張牧師嘅父親係邊個
？And sometime after we had met，
呢個咧就係咧過咗一段，當佢見咗見面之後嘅一段時間。
From the moment he knew who my father was, his attitude towards me changed completely. Oh, he was full not only of friendliness, it was almost reverence that he had towards me, and that I must say disgusted me completely.
佢。一當佢知道認識到我個父親係邊個時候咧，佢對我嘅態度咧就完全嘅改變，令到我咧係覺得佢係非常之低。
I am spiritually nothing because of what my father is. It makes not the slightest difference of to me as far as my status in the church or in the eyes of God is concerned. Who my father is, if he were the emperor, it wouldn't make no difference.
我的父親是誰在我屬靈的生命裏面，在教會的裏面，在神的國裏面，是一點影響都沒有。
Here we see an attitude of so many Christians that look up to people in the world, and when they come into the church, they are something special because they are something in the world. We don't ask, what does God think of them? I find this so often in the church. There comes into the church a doctor. Oh, a doctor is something special. To me, a doctor is nobody. As far as I'm concerned, I'm only interested in who is he spiritually. And by doctor, I refer especially to medical doctors, since I found that in Hong Kong, medical doctors, as I've said before, seem to have some kind of special status, for what reason I haven't yet discovered. Maybe because they make more money than anybody else. So we see that all of us have been affected by the attitude of the world, even to pastors who have not learned to think in the way that Jesus thinks. And therefore we judge people according to what they are in the world. And brothers and sisters, this poisons the life of the church. We must learn to honor those, especially who are the humble ones in our midst.
我们要学习去尊重那些谦虚的人在我们当中。
Those other people get enough honor from the world. You don't have to blow their heads any bigger than it is already.
我那些在世上有成功的人，他们已经有太多人的尊重，他们不需要再有那么多赞美。
We must come then with this basic attitude, a change in attitude the Lord Jesus is teaching us, that we do not always try to feel superior to other people, or those whom we cannot feel superior to, then we worship them, we reverence them.
我们一定要有这个基本的态度来说，我们要是不好来赞美那些在这个世界上面有特别有什么名分望的人，或者是要赞美他们，我们要是互相的跌倒。So
here we must then, for the sake of accurate understanding of the Lord's teaching, ask, when the Lord Jesus says, do not judge, apart from the question of attitude, what exactly does he mean?
在这里我们要更加研究到的就是耶稣基督除了说他在表面上面说我们不可以给他论断之外，他根本在这里跟我们讲什么呢？
First, we must understand, again, I must emphasize, it's an attitude that he is speaking about rather than individual actions.
第一点我们一定要明白的就是我们的态度，而不是我们个人的动作。
Because if you got your attitude right, you will not do the wrong action.
因为假如你的态度是好的话，这样你不会做错事。
But even if you got your actions right, your attitude can still be wrong when you do the right action.
就算你所做出来的事是对，但可能你的态度不对，你不能。
So when the Lord Jesus says, do not judge, is he saying to us, for example, that we should turn a blind eye to sin in the world, in the church?
在这里耶稣基督跟我们说，我们不可以去批评论断人，是不是他叫我们对于世界上面的罪恶是不理呢？
So when there is sin in the church, when some serious thing that is done wrong in the church, for example, honoring those people who are something in the world, or even something worse than that, should we then just turn our eyes, a blind eye, to say, well, I'm not here to judge, so he can sin, everybody can sin, that's not my business.
或者好像在教会里面有些罪的话，譬如假如咧系有啲人咧，佢净系识喺教会或者喺教会里边净系咧识得高举台举嗰啲名气嘅人咧，咁系咪我哋咧就系唔理我哋教唔知道咁样嚟到诱佢咧？
Or maybe a false teacher comes into the church who teaches heresies. So we say, oh, I'm not here to judge, so let him teach whatever he likes.
或者有个假嘅师傅嚟到我哋当中讲嗰啲假嘅传假嘅道，我哋系咪咧喺呢度话我哋唔理佢啦，我哋唔系喺一个位置可以咧去判断人嘅。
Or a wolf in sheepskin comes into the church to devour the sheep, and we say, oh, we shouldn't judge him. If we say he's a wolf in sheepskin, I've already judged him, so I better keep my mouth shut.
或者有個假嘅羊，喺一個狼喺個羊嘅皮裏邊，你當中有假嘅標出嚟，當中我哋係咪話我哋唔應該論證佢？
Of course, the Lord Jesus is telling us not to be like that at all. He tells us to watch out, that is to discern those wolves that come in sheepskin.
佢當然唔係啦，耶穌基督叫我哋要去關去睇住，唔好俾呢啲嚟到我哋嘅教會裏邊。
The church leaders especially have heavy responsibility in this direction. And so the Lord Jesus also says, if somebody offends against you, if somebody has sinned against you, what should you do? You should say, well, never mind, I don't judge him. Is that the right attitude? Are you helping him when he is committing sin against you by turning a blind eye to that sin?
或者有人對你犯罪，或者係得罪咗你，你係咪話就咁好啦？唔理啦，因為我唔願意咧，係論斷佢係咪聖經教導我哋咁樣嚟到麻木嘅嚟到生活咧？
Not at all. Matthew chapter 18 verse 15 onwards, the Lord Jesus says, if your brother sins against you, then you go and speak to him and say, dear brother, but you have sinned. What you have done is not right.
當然唔係啦，喺馬太福音18章嗰度係睇到。就係當你有弟兄或者係對你犯罪嘅時候，你應該去同佢講話佢係唔啱嘅。
And if he doesn't listen to you, then the Lord Jesus says, go and get two or three witnesses and speak to him.
假如佢咧唔聽你講嘅話咧，咁咧聖經教導我哋咧就要去揾兩三個嘅證人嚟到同佢講。
And if he still doesn't listen, then you take the case to the whole church.
假如佢依然咧係唔肯聽你講嘅話咧，咁你將整件事咧係嘅。
And if he doesn't listen to the church, then the church will excommunicate him. That is, he will be treated as a non-believer. And so we find that the Lord Jesus, in saying, do not judge, is not saying we should turn a blind eye to sin. What is more, it is the responsibility of the preacher in particular to speak out against sin. To speak out against sin in the church as a whole. I remember I was speaking out against sin in the church and some brother said to me, it seems to me you are very proud judging the church.
我記得我指出教會裏面嘅唔啱嘅時候咧，有弟兄咧話我好，你好似好驕傲咁嚟到審判呢個教會。
These dear brothers have not yet studied the Old Testament.
呢個親愛嘅弟兄佢仲未曾學習到舊約裏面嘅話。
In the Old Testament, we find the prophets, the servants of God, thundered against the whole of Israel, condemning Israel for its sins.
當以色列人犯罪的時候，他們是怪責整個以色列民，不只是一個，是整個民族。
Of course, Israel didn't love the prophets because of that. Jeremiah was thrown into a pit and left to die there if somebody hadn't rescued him. They hated the prophets because they thundered against sin.
當然，以色列人他們都不是喜歡這些先知，好像耶利米，他們是被丟在這個坑裡面，如果不是人家救他出來的話。
The strangest thing of all is that those who criticize you for speaking against sin in the church are themselves the most critical people I have ever yet met.
很奇怪的就是那些批評你說不應該是做知識教會的不對的時候，可能他們自己是多想念的。
Because you see, the difference between two people is the difference not in what they do, but in the attitude in which they do it.
兩者的不同就是不是他
One person is speaking out against sin because of his deep loving concern for the church. But unfortunately, within the church, there are many people who suffer from what the psychologists call inferiority complex. And these are the most critical people because they have to try and put themselves up to support their their inferiority by trying to prove some superiority.
很可惜的就是，好像一些心理學家佢話咧，喺教會裏邊好多佢有嗰啲嘅自卑感啊，因為要勝過呢啲咧，佢咧就要盡量做一啲事嚟將自己嚟抬高，嚟到戰勝呢個自卑嘅觀念。
And it is this kind of people in the church who, in fact, not only stop to criticize other people, they are one particular target they love to criticize because it makes them feel the best of all.
他们不单是来批评任何人，他们特别是有特别的一个人或者特别的一种事，他们是喜欢来批评。This
kind of people in the church specialize in criticizing the elders, the leaders, and the pastor himself.
这种人，这种嘅人，佢哋喺教会里边咧，系特别咧，系最中意嘅指责啊，教会里边嘅领导嘅弟兄姊妹或者系长老或者系牧师。
They can show the others, look at me, I even criticize the pastor, you don't dare to do that.
佢話仲好似俾大家睇下，你睇下我居然又膽咧，係咧嚟到批評咧，牧師你咁樣做咧。
It is the question, brothers and sisters, of the attitude.
喺呢度我哋睇到個最大嘅問題咧，就係嗰個態度嘅問題。
The question is, what is your motive for saying the things that you say?
問題就係你嘅動機，你講呢啲嘢，你嘅動機係乜嘢？
And often you don't tell other people what is the real motive of why you said those things.
好多時候你唔會同第二個人講你講嗰啲事嘅動機係乜嘢？
When we criticize somebody else, we all like to say that it is for his good.
我哋批評人嘅時候，我哋常都好中意講係為咗佢嘅好，所以我哋先批評佢。
But here the Lord Jesus tells us and warns us to watch for our attitude.
但喺呢度耶穌基督教導我哋，警告我，提醒我哋，警告我哋，叫我哋要係留心我哋嘅態度。
So when the Lord Jesus says, "Do not judge," He is not saying that we must turn a blind eye to sin, but that we must attack sin with the right kind of attitude.
喺呢度，所以耶穌基督話唔好論斷，唔係話叫我哋對罪係唔理對罪係唔過問，而係叫我哋咧係要一個正當嘅態度。
More than this, the Apostle Paul tells us that it's the responsibility of the leaders in the church to judge.
唔單止係咁樣，而且咧更喺成個話語裏面教導我，呢個係教會裏邊嘅帶領嘅弟兄姊妹嘅責任嚟到去咁樣做。
Do we then have a contradiction where Paul says that he judges, but the Lord Jesus says you shall not judge?
我哋喺呢度係咪有個矛盾咧？喺保羅講話要審判。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 3, the Apostle Paul says, "I have passed judgment upon the sinner in the church."
在哥林多前書第五章嗰度，保羅話，
I have passed judgment. I have pronounced judgment against the sinner in the church. That was a person in 1 Corinthians 5, you remember, who committed the great sin of incest, a sexual relationship with his relative.
1 Corinthians 5:3.
There he pronounces judgment and he sentences this sinner in the church who did this terrible thing.
在那裡他判斷了那些
Then you say, how is it that Paul is judging when the Lord Jesus says, you shall not judge? This is why it's so important to understand the first point that we have made. Not judging is the attitude that the Lord Jesus is speaking about.
So here, the first point that we have learned is not judging, it's the attitude that the Lord Jesus is speaking about.
And secondly, as we continue to study a teaching of the Lord, we have to study its entire context. He says to all the disciples as such, you shall not judge. But within the church, there are some people who have been committed with the heavy responsibility to judge.
在整本圣经那里，我们就要学到全部的关于判断的这个问题。在这里，他在教会里面有，在以后呢，是 有啲做帶領嘅弟兄姊妹，佢係特別嘅，有嗰個責任係要嚟做，係判斷嘅工作。So
not to judge is a general rule, but there are some people, and I say it again, such as the elders of the church and the leader, the leaders of the church who have the responsibility to judge, as for example in 1 Timothy chapter 5 and verse 17.
所以話喺普遍嚟講，喺教會裏邊弟兄姊妹係唔應該彼此嘅論斷，但係特別係長老或者係做領導嘅弟兄姊妹咧，佢哋係有嗰個責任係要嚟做評判嘅工作。
But you may say, oh, that's fine. The elders can judge me, and I can't judge the elders. That's not fair.
咁啊點咧？因為咧長老咧就可以咧批評我哋，但我哋咧又唔可以講佢。
Let us remember coming back to the Lord's teaching.That as you judge, you are going to be judged by God. The elders and those whom God has entrusted with that responsibility, I tell you, are the last people who would like to exercise the power of judgment unless they have to.
但係我哋知道神同我哋講，你點樣去論斷啲人，當然你亦都被神點樣嚟到批判你。所以咧，我可以同你講，教會嘅領導嘅弟兄姊妹唔係好開心嘅嚟到評判你。
Any person or a pastor or an elder who does not love and care for his church is not fit to be a leader in the church.
有任何嘅長老有任何嘅牧師，假如佢唔愛教會裏邊嘅弟兄姊妹，佢係唔配嚟到做教會嘅領導嘅弟兄。
And therefore, to such people, judgment will never be committed.
所以對於呢啲人論斷咧係永遠評判咧永遠係唔會俾佢哋做。
Now judging, the word judge here is understood in the sense to condemn.
喺呢度論斷嘅意思咧就係去責備。
To condemn 就是to sentence, to pass sentence upon somebody.
去審判，去判定佢嘅罪。
So we find, for example, that this judging, this condemning, is exactly the opposite of saving.
So here, this condemning, one man's sin, is the opposite of saving.
I mean, the judging that is used here in Matthew chapter 7.
In Matthew 7, this condemning.
So in John chapter 12, verse 47, we read that.The Lord Jesus came not to judge, but to save. Here we find the difference between judging and saving, to condemn and to save, to acquit a person, to forgive his sins.
So in John 12, we see that Jesus came to this world not to judge, but to save.
So we find then that when we are judging, condemning a person, then we are not concerned to be saving him.
So in here, we see that when we are judging a person, then
So all this now shows us that our attitude towards our brothers and sisters must never be one in which we are superior to the other person. If a pastor feels superior to the other people in the church, he is not fit to be a pastor.
So here we see that our brothers and sisters is not to be judged.一個牧師，假如佢係批評佢個教會、批評佢嘅羊嘅話咧，佢係唔配喺嗰度嚟做牧師。
So in the sense of condemning, nobody is given the power to condemn in the church.
所以喺關於喺判斷嗰度嚟講，冇一個人喺教會裏邊係俾嗰個能力嚟到做判斷嘅嘛。
But in the sense of pronouncing judgment according to God's word, that authority is committed to the servants of God.
但喺關於判定神嘅話語。對於喺教會裏面嘅弟兄姊妹話，呢個咧係佢哋所受委託嘅事。
But even then, it is never in the sense to condemn, but in the sense to save.
就算係咁，即或係咁樣，佢嘅態度咧，唔係話去嚟到判定人嘅罪，而係咧係佢個態度係要咧，因為要弟兄姊妹得拯救。
So in 1 Corinthians chapter 5, for example, when Paul sentences this man to the destruction of the flesh, this sinner.The whole object was that his soul might be saved, as Paul goes on to explain.
So I see that Paul, when he condemns this man's body to be stoned, actually he is willing for his soul to be saved.
No one, no human being is ever given the authority to condemn any other person finally and ultimately. But this takes us now to when we study this question of the attitude, it takes us to the next point. Why is it that some people so love to condemn other people?
当我学习到关于这个态度的时候，我们就要研究到为什么有些人就是这么喜欢去批评人家呢？
Here the Lord Jesus asks a question which I find very interesting in verse 3.
在这里耶稣基督问了一个问题，是我认为非常是有意义的，就是在第三节那里提到的。
And the Lord Jesus asked this question, why do you see the speck in your brother's eye, but you do not see the log that is in your own eye?
在这里耶稣基督问的问题就是，你为什么看到你弟兄的眼里面有刺，而不看到你自己眼里面的梁木呢？
That's an interesting question. Why? What is your answer to that question?
这个非常有趣的问题。为什么呢？你对于这个问题的答案是什么呢？
How is it that we are so good at seeing other people's faults, but we can't see our own?
为什么我们是这么懂得看到在其他人的眼里面，其他人的不好的地方，而看不到自己的不好的地方呢？
And what is your answer to this question that Jesus asked?
你对于耶稣基督这个问题的答案是什么呢？
I find that if you search for the answer to this question, you will find that you yourself are being spiritually x-rayed right into the depth of your heart.
我发觉当你开始来到思想这个问题的时候，你的灵里面就好像在受到灵里面的照光照一样，一路照到你的心的底下。
It makes me think of a certain woman in Liverpool.
令我想起有个女在利物浦里面有个女人。
These are the hypercritical people in the church, and in every church, you soon get used to meeting these people. She came to me one day and said to me, "You have one of the leaders in your church, and I saw him on the street walking hand in hand with his girlfriend."
我睇佢咧喺街度咧，同佢个女朋友咧拖住只手嚟到行。
I said really？
真系嘅。
And where was this？
喺边度啊
？Oh, it was down one of those shopping streets. He imagined a leader of the church walking hand in hand with his girlfriend. Can you imagine that？
佢喺一个喺街喺卖有嗰啲卖嘢嘅地方，你真可唔可以想象到？一个教会的领导的弟兄呢，同他的女朋友拖着手在这行呢。
How can a person like this be a leader in the church?
一个这样的人怎么可以做教会的领导呢？
This is quite remarkable.
这个真的很奇怪。
I have not discovered that there is anything sinful about holding hands yet.
我找不到有什么这么大的罪呢，是关于是同这个女朋友拉着手。
Especially as they were just about to get engaged. And yet she was creating an uproar about this. Presumably suggesting that I would dismiss him. And yet, this woman herself, if you examine her life, the question would be much more serious than holding hands.
但假如你問下關佢呢個女人佢自己嘅生命嘅話，佢有好多個地方咧就會更加嚴重過咧，只係咧手拖手嘅問題。
She herself was divorced from her own husband。
佢自己咧係同佢丈夫離婚嘅。
And living with a person with whom I'm not sure whether she was married or not。
係，而且同另外一個人咧住埋一齊咧，都唔知道佢哋有冇結到婚。
According to some reports, they have not been married, but I don't know the facts and I have not asked them to produce their marriage certificate.
有些人跟我说呢，就他们是未曾结婚，但我都没有叫他是给他的结婚证资料看。
Herself divorced and living with another man, and she has the nerve to come and criticize somebody for holding hands in the street. Can you imagine that?
他自己呢是离了婚，又跟另外一个人住在一起，但他呢是有那个胆量来到跟我说呢，某位仁兄呢是跟第二个人手拖手在做。
So brothers and sisters, if you think the Lord Jesus is exaggerating about the splinter and the beam, then think about it. Here is an actual case of somebody with a beam sticking out of her own eye who is actually trying to criticize